This is the parallax for Tuesday, July 14, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin in the U.S. Senate, where a sudden death has triggered both personal grief and political upheaval. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina died over the weekend at age 78 from an aortic dissection. Within hours, Governor Henry McMaster appointed Graham's younger sister, Darlene Graham Nordone, to fill the seat through January 2027. Nordone, who was raised by Graham after their parents died when she was 13, accepted the role through tears at a press conference, saying, "Lindsey has always been there for me, and now I will be there for him." The coverage reveals competing angles on what comes next. NPR reports that top Republicans, including Trump, coalesced around Nordone's appointment. But Axios highlights a broader story, that senators from both parties are rallying around a revised Russia sanctions package to honor Graham's legacy, with Senate Majority Leader Thune calling it a great tribute. Fox News emphasizes the protective instinct, reporting that Republicans rushed to protect their fragile Senate majority following the Trump-endorsed appointment. Meanwhile, The Guardian notes the complicated backdrop. McConnell remains absent, and Trump is demanding new voting restrictions ahead of November midterms. A special Republican primary will determine who appears on the November ballot. Turning to a tragic incident in Maine, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer fatally shot a 26-year-old Colombian man during what DHS described as targeted surveillance in Biddeford on Monday. Rights groups identified the victim as someone authorized to work in the United States. Senator Susan Collins stated he was not the target of the arrest operation. This shooting occurred less than a week after a separate ICE-involved fatal shooting in Houston. The BBC and Guardian both report on the killing and its timing. Al Jazeera brings a diplomatic angle. Mexico announced it will formally request that U.S. prosecutors file criminal charges over its citizens' deaths in immigration operations. The Daily Wire reports that ICE waited nearly 12 hours before releasing details about the incident. In the Middle East, military tensions have escalated dramatically. The United States launched its third consecutive night of airstrikes on Iran following Iranian attacks on commercial vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. On July 10, Trump formally notified Congress that operations resumed on July 7. Most significantly, Trump announced a reinstated naval blockade on Iranian shipping, set to take effect July 14 at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and stated the U.S. would charge cargo ships a 20% toll for safe passage through the strait. Iran retaliated by striking two tankers, the Mombasa and Al Bahia, with cruise missiles in the Strait of Hormuz, killing one mariner and wounding at least eight others, according to the UAE's defense ministry. Trump also threatened to strike Pickaxe Mountain, a heavily fortified underground nuclear facility inside Iran, and demanded that wealthy Gulf nations reimburse the U.S. for securing the strait. How outlets frame this reveals stark differences. The Guardian describes the blockade as an apparent policy reversal aimed at imposing a heavy cost on Iranian forces. Al Jazeera focuses on Trump's threat to attack Pickaxe Mountain and his payment demands, while noting that Pakistan is urging dialogue, but analysts say it has few tools to halt escalation. The Washington Examiner provides operational details on the tanker strikes, and Zero Hedge notes that oil prices are extending gains near month highs as a third night of strikes unfolds. Speaking of market impact, oil topped $86 a barrel, its highest level in a month, as traders simultaneously boosted bets on faster Bank of England and European Central Bank interest rate hikes. The oil spike reignited inflation concerns. Bloomberg reports that both Brent and West Texas Intermediate posted their largest two-day percentage gains in 4 months. MarketWatch notes that the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve stockpiles are described as precariously low, affected by equipment failures and leaks. Asian refiners have begun looking to U.S. crude as an alternative as Hormuz traffic slowed, while Bloomberg NEF revised its LNG glut forecast back by a year to 2028 due to the Middle East conflict. And finally, in sports, the 2026 FIFA World Cup reaches its semifinal stage. France faces Spain in Dallas, while England meets Argentina in Atlanta. That's the Parallax for Tuesday, July 14. Thanks for listening.